Welcome to Ego Netcast live streaming. I am Martin Lindeskog, and this session will be then an edited version, episode 132 of Ego Netcast. And it's mid year, week 26, and in a way I'm happy to start with Ego Netcast again. Last episode or previous episode was end of last year. I've been having plenty of podcasts running, and Ego Netcast is my first podcast. So now it's still Thursday in American time, it's Friday in Swedish time, European time, and then it's Torsdag, and that's Thursday. Torsdag is the Tor, god, Norse god, so that's in Swedish, Torsdag, and I will use the Tor's hammer and ventilate a bit. And I had to talk with my co-host Blair of the Secular Foxhole about the debate night, hashtag debate night on Twitter and other places. And I was thinking of, should I watch this or not? And in a way, I'm happy that I did that. And also, why did I watch it for 90 minutes plus? I had recently invitation by Robert Beagley, that have been a guest and returning guest on the Secular Foxhole, that is professional speaker and also helping other speakers. So he has a course and a forum for speakers, Elite Forum, and now I'll see here. It's live on air on YouTube and LinkedIn, and something is up with Facebook. I don't know what, but I have to check with Boomcaster and Facebook settings. So I was reflecting on that, on this debate between Trump and Biden and all the settings and all the rules and specifications for this debate. Of course, it's a challenge to then talk and do talking points, questions from this panel for 90 minutes without any, like, show notes that I'm showing now on live, like a note card or some prompt or for your memory and whatnot. And then, of course, it's this back and forth between the two candidates, you could say, and opponents. So, yeah, that's a challenge. And why I comment on this? Yes, it's due to this thing called freedom of expression, freedom of speech, free speech. And to have a real debate, this was a debate between two candidates, former president and the now president in power. And then it's the election year coming up here, and who will run the country and become a commander-in-chief for the next 4 years. And yeah, it's a sad state, you could say, and I will do an ending and reflect on history a bit regarding debates when it started with television, in a way, got popular in the 60s. So this is something to pondering and think about. And then in America, and I will talk more about this, how it is in Sweden and European Union, and we had recent elections there also, that it was these two candidates from Democratic Party and the Republican Party, but no third parties or independent candidates. And CNN, it's a private company, and they are, of course, allowed and up to them to set the rules for the debate. And I think is it ABC News that will have the second one, if it will be one? But then you have to show, in order to be another opponent or candidate or speaker, you have to have certain polls and surveys, certain amount, I think it was 10-15% or whatnot, to reach that. And then the whole system, in order to have in all the districts and all the places to have a candidate, being a candidate on the ballot that is challenged. So that's something to think about, the whole system in America as we see it now. And that will be interesting to hear from experts and scholars and what will be the future here. So now I'm thinking of talking about for around 15 minutes and already talked for like, yeah, 5-6 minutes here. So what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. did, because he is like an independent candidate, I think he's registered as a Democrat and he's a bit of a character, you could say, with his heritage and relatives and ancestors and the political line there. And in the debate, I don't know if Swedish mainstream media will talk at all about him as a candidate and what he wanted to do. And you could listen to all, he's all over the place. But he set up a site called therealdebate.com. And there he, Jan Stossel, that is a libertarian leaning individual, and he has his own show. He was on Fox News, I think, and now he's running his own show on the internet. He was in the panel, you could say, then, and then Robert F. Kennedy Jr. commented on Trump and Biden's answers to the questions. And so it took longer time with this one, you could say. And I was watching the debate on something called, that's by James Cridland. He has a service there called livenow.news. And there you could have in click on different squares or symbols or small windows, you could say. And then a bigger window will open on the screen and you could watch news. So I watched the CNN live there. And then on the phone, I tried then to watch, go to therealdebate.com. And what's happened there, it was they got some error message. And it maybe it's the traffic there and lots of visitors and viewers. And it was also should be linked to Twitter or X. There I also got an error message. And then over time, they went to Rumble, the video service, so you could follow it there. And there you had the chat thing and comments and thumbs up and down, so you could follow that. So I watched that at the end also. And at the end, it's like these 2 minutes, they had this closing statement or remarks, and then of course Robert F. Kennedy did that. And you all have to practice on your speaking skills, and I'm doing that also myself, so that's why I'm so thankful for Robert Beagley inviting me to this forum and course for speakers over a year, for a year time. So with Biden, but the Secular Foxhole, my co-host Blair, he had a joke that is not so funny in a way when you think about it, but it's going in the lines like one can't complete a sentence and one is sentenced to jail. So you hear Biden and his images and expressions, facial expressions, having a hard time and stumbling with the words. And then you have Trump's way of doing things with his mimics and doing his gestures and so on. And then you listen to Robert F. Kennedy. I think he has some kind of issue or condition with his speech. I don't know what it is, if it's something with his throat or something. So it sounds very a special thing to listen to. So it was hard overall. The thing that was the panel was, because often in TV studios they could be very harsh and also that they ask questions and don't listen to the answer, but there I think it was pretty straightforward. And of course you could wonder about how they pick these different questions. And especially at the end, it was this that Trump was not answering that about if he will accept the election. And the results, and also about this violence with the January 16th that happened with the storming of the Capitol and so on. I don't know if Joe Biden got that question. They should get the same questions, but I didn't watch that. So that's something to think about. And so I will continue doing this on Thursdays, live streaming, around 15 minutes, talking about stuff and ventilating a bit in a civil manner. But that's the good thing again, that we have freedom of expression and we could have a debate, discussion and discourse. So at the end here, I will include in the show notes when I edit the episode and post links and to an article in Wired magazine online called about TikTok Live and independent candidates and third party candidates and how Robert Kennedy have attracted viewers there, and also reviews and summaries about the debate. And so that I will include, and following along here. And as an end note here is, could you think about how the debate was, TV debate, television debate between Nixon versus Kennedy in 1960s? Their so-called, they, people who listen to the radio, they, and I will check this, how they, with the survey, but when they said Nixon so-called won the debate, but when they saw in the TV studio, we saw that he was having his facial problems and was on the spotlight in his face and all kind of things, that they, could you trust this person? So then Kennedy was polished and his thing. So that was something that we had lots of analysis and discussions about that, and maybe that was have shaped the whole debate thing in modern times. And there's something that maybe you could think about with Trump and Biden, that you looked at Biden and maybe thought that he looked like Nixon. And then you looked like Trump, he's not same polished as Kennedy, but he was very secure in himself, even if he had his tics and jargon, his gestures. So that's something to think about. And then the whole discussion about this, what will happen now with before the election, and what will Biden be the running person, or will Kamala Harris step in, or somebody else, or, and also as the end, is it time for third party candidates to be in the debates also in easier way? But I liked what they did with this realdebate.com and how you could use new media in order to have your voice and have your saying. So with that, I say thanks for watching and talk to you soon again. Bye for now.